Oh, it's alive! It's alive! It's alive! Now tell me, my creation, how do you feel about Game of Thrones?
Thrones!
Yes! And what about Hoblox Malkov, too?
Good!
Good! Good! And finally, how do you feel about the Dwarfgasm podcast?
It okay?
Oh, well, guess it's back to the drawing board.
Big Dorkasm podcast. I'm gonna have to double check that. Normally, before we record, I make other people do that.
Well, it all depends on how you want to look at it. Are we going
I know how I look at it. You shut up.
Well, righty then. So angry.
All right. So I'm gonna do things a little bit differently this time with introductions. So we've got, much like Mad Magazine, the usual gang of idiots. Anyway. And we've got our first ever two-time guest. Continue.
That's me.
I want to tell a little story before we get down to business, and we'll explain why I did the introductions slightly differently. You see, if you listened to the last episode, which you didn't because somebody fucked up, you would have heard us talk about.
And it wasn't me for once.
Yeah. Damn it, Kyle.
We talked about shoes and ships and sealing wax.
What?
And other fancy stuff. That was a Puff the Magic Dragon reference.
You said shoes. I thought you said something else. I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. And so somebody screwed up and now it's lost. It was so good too.
It was the best episode we've ever done.
It's
a lost episode.
So because of that, Justin has been promoted to Crispy.
No.
And Kyle has been promoted to Justin. And Crispy has been demoted to Kyle. So damn it, Kyle.
Oh, no.
Can we just stop the podcast right now then? Because this is great.
It's so bad.
Well, the good news is I went ahead and brought a bib because I planned.
Yay!
Yeah!
All right, so Justin has been re-demoted down to Kyle. Just going to make things very confusing.
I don't think I can take it anymore. I can't. I'm sorry.
Damn it, Kyle. He just eat his mic? I think Kyle ate the mic. Sweet.
I think he's having some internet issues.
I think he just has issues, period.
Oh. So, having said all of that, let's see. What are we going to talk about this week, Kyle Jr.?
The same thing we talked about last week, Brain.
You're not even Prime Kyle, you're like subprime Kyle.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad being Kyle. Oh,
yeah, I bet. I couldn't actually even fathom it because it would never happen to me.
Sure it wouldn't.
Did you actually just absorb Kyle now? So now that you two are one?
Tastes like pencils.
What?
Bacon tastes like pencils?
That's what I heard too.
Maybe we should make pencils that taste like bacon?
It just came out of nowhere. There's no way I could be Kyle. There's no way.
Somebody made a pinky in the brain reference, and I ran with it.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
Okay. We learned a lot about Continue last time. Unfortunately, no one knows about any of that.
And we're going to keep it all to ourselves.
That's right.
And I'd like to say, I actually had a great episode title, which got wasted. It was Continue Says, Damn It, Kyle.
Well, we could still use that.
Yeah, I think that's still needed.
That seems very lazy to me.
Well,
is it lazy or is it a fine art that we've...
Coming up with titles is a fine
art. He likes to claim that coming up with a title is like 80% of the work.
It really is.
I record and edit, and then he's like, well, it's so hard coming up with a title. You can't put me up on the spot.
You know,
he needs a good 48 hours.
For so long that, it is. Like, when I first started doing, I was so meticulous about editing, like taking out all the ums and ahs and dead air and oh man, I just worked my ass off doing the editing, and then I realized, who the hell cares? like nobody's listening anyway, so I don't give a shit. And man, you know how much faster editing goes now?
Oh yeah, well that's because I do it, but yeah,
well that's
you gotta just find a lackey. I've got the whole formula down. I do everything within the call now, so it saves me a lot of editing time.
Actually, spliced in the intro music and the little Pac-Man noise at the end.
Yeah.
I did that all. Yeah. Of course, I mean, it was just dragging an MP3 into GarageBand, but...
It's extra work.
That's work, right?
It's work. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes me 30 goddamn seconds.
I feel extra bad, too, because now, like, Kinty's all sick. You kind of, like, not feeling... Like, did you ever get your mashed potatoes and chicken noodle soup at all?
I did! Woo-hoo! I got... Had Jessica's brought home mashed potatoes and chicken noodle soup and tomato soup and ice cream and like orange juice and everything. So, yeah, I've already had some mashed potatoes and ice cream tonight. So morbidly obese.
Together?
So don't even care. No, not at the same time, obviously.
Because if you put them both in the same bowl, I could see like it's vanilla ice cream. It could get very confusing very quickly.
Yeah. I think KFC is coming with that in their new bowl, actually. So
probably.
They're just going to throw in some fried chicken on top.
Bowl.
Yeah, and gravy. Yeah. And gravy.
It's corn.
Mm.
Like a crossover with Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Morbidly obese bowl from KFC.
That's what they already have.
Yeah. It's my favorite bowl.
That sucker is good.
It's pretty darn good. Oh, it's better than the chicken
really
sandwich
like,
thing they had with
I used to really like the KFC, but the only one near me, like, I went through and I ordered a two-piece, like, white meat meal, like a breast and a wing, and they fucked up that order. Like, how do you fuck up that order?
Oh, ours runs out of chicken, like, at least every time I go. Like, they're out of chicken, or... I can't get a famous bowl because they're out of bowls. Or we ran
how
out
can
of
KFC
napkins.
Be out of chicken?
Who the hell knows?
They only have so much. Yeah, it's up to the... It's a totally on the manager. So they have to
it
guess
really
yeah, how much they're going to go through.
I think they didn't thaw out their chicken. It was like... It was like the sign on the door is like the chicken's still frozen or some bullshit. Like at lunchtime. Like I guess they got there early in the morning, started prepping shit. Nobody thought, let's thaw the chicken.
Yeah, the bowl thing has happened to me
was
before.
We don't have a bowl. I'm sorry.
Put it on a plate or something. I'll hold out my hands. I'm that desperate. Yeah, just dump it in there.
Wow.
So. I'm trying to remember what somebody that I knew used to call it. It was it wasn't the mush bowl. It was the, I don't remember. We used to call it something really funny because it was just obesity in a bowl. And I'm terrible because I don't like the corn, so I'm like, no corn and add extra cheese.
I will
corn
take
and the cheese is yellow, so you can interchange.
I will...
just swap that out.
I'll take the starch with no nutritional value, take that out, and put in the cheese. Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, the corn.
And our KFC never gets it right, so it's all good.
Yeah, the corn's I think there for the texture. Yeah, it's not really there
I think
for the taste. Yeah, a little corn taste. So yeah, what do you guys think about the new commercials with the?
Oh my gosh, Head Testicles loves to be Colonel. He like walks around the house singing the, and a biscuit, add in a cookie, and he dances all around the house.
I'm the Colonel.
So funny.
Yeah, my mom and my wife got really, really annoyed at the Daryl Hammond Colonel.
Do you know that's why they got rid of him? They did some testing, and 3 out of 4 people did not like Daryl Hammond Colonel. That is why they replaced him with
really?
Yeah, with
Bruno
McDonald. Yeah, I think it's funny though.
Bruno McDonald.
I think Daryl Hammond was only liked by old people, like my mother. Uh oh, there goes somebody. Kyle.
Oh, Kyle's been gone for a while.
Kyle.
Oh,
yeah, Kyle's been floating
it just,
in and out.
It just zipped out.
I'll try to get him back.
Yeah. But yeah, so but my mother-in-law likes the Daryl Hammond one, but she doesn't like the Norm Macdonald. So I think like they went for 3/4 of the audience instead of 1/4. But
yeah,
the Twitter campaign's pretty funny for it. If you ever watch it, when people ask the Colonel questions, and he keeps insisting that he's the real Colonel.
Oh no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. But oh, I love how we're talking about fast food first thing. I even had a good dinner tonight. I had French toast for dinner. It's like the best.
Ooh.
It was good. With so some breakfast. Cherry syrup from Cherry Republic up in Michigan. Oh, it's good. Justin doesn't like cherries. I love to torment him with cherry things. So it's...
Yeah, you just your cherry shit to yourself.
My wife just said, "What's wrong with Justin?" in the background. Many things. Yeah,
I know that we're years past asking that question.
But the short story,
I thought this was dorkgasm, not foodgasm.
Well,
we're
dorky about food.
Damn it,
sometimes.
Don't you know that we're sponsored by KFC?
Yeah,
now? Come on.
We gotta, you know, we gotta put
Add
in the
your
time.
Biscuit in your cookie.
That's...
I'll take a biscuit and a cookie. Shit.
How you make everything sound dirty? No, short.
Oh yeah.
Cookie.
All right.
But yeah, short story. Yeah, the short story is Justin was sick after eating. What did you have? Something cherry, right?
Oh, it was growing up in
cherry
every
syrup.
Medication was
yeah.
cherry, and just crushed me. Can't do it now.
Yeah, so like, Matt, no cherry coke.
I really wish it would have been all grape. Because I could do without grape. I can't tell you, Dave, that I crave something grape, but, you know, grape. It is what it is.
You make Grape Ape sad. let's talk a little about Continue. Because she is awesome.
Let's talk about me.
Yay.
We did that last week.
Yeah, we did last time.
Oh,
but I'll try and frame things differently. So we'll change it up a little bit. So, let's see. You do this. You do the streaming thing.
Don't worry. If it gets screwed up, we'll probably have to do take 3.
No, it's working. I mean, I double checked everything. So if you want me to go into details, what happened? Basically, is my Skype recorder records things as a data file and then converts them into an MP3 when the call is over. That tends to be the case with a lot of these recorders. Well, I guess Skype updated a couple times. My Skype recorder, it says it. Tells me when the latest update is. It does not. It was several versions behind. So I think Skype updated their API and basically it wasn't... something happened at the end of the call where the data was just corrupted and couldn't be converted. So it just dumps it. It says, bye, later. So, yeah. It's somewhere out there in cyberspace. That's what I like to think. It's like in Tron. There's the best podcast ever recorded. Out there, and I shall bid it a farewell. But yeah, let's see. Continue. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
So glad you came back.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, after that, most people would just give us the middle finger and say, "This ain't worth the aggravation."
I'm pretty sure she did.
She probably did.
But we didn't. See
I don't
it.
Think so.
Well, to be honest, I feel like I'm kind of like. People probably won't ask me back on anything after I say this, but this is actually the second time this has happened. Like I was on another event with someone and their files corrupted halfway through and we didn't notice. And so we had to redo everything later. So I hope it's not me.
She's a witch.
She's a witch. Burn her at the stake.
Burn her. No, I don't.
Well, at
no.
least it's nice she understands why she won't be back on the show again.
So. No.
Damn it, Kyle!
Oh, Crispy talked the parrot to talk. How cute!
You know what?
Her
I could listen to that all day. I could.
Yep.
In fact, if I ever do get a parrot, that's the first thing I'm going to teach it.
Damn it, Kyle! What?
So last time we'd asked you about why you know how you got into recording on YouTube and doing the streaming thing, and I thought it was interesting because you said it was your fiance had testicles, which I think I don't know if we got into why we call him that.
Oh,
But
we can.
okay, who is Head Testicles? Because that's a great name.
Head Testicles is my fiance. We've been together since 2009, and he got his name Head Testicles after a comment he made in one of the early streams. He was telling me to look for something using my eyeballs, but he said head testicles because it's something that Markiplier says in one of his random videos. I don't know. And a lot of people were like, "What? What are head testicles? What are head testicles?" And he just kind of became head testicles like a while back, and he's just never changed.
Never
So
changed.
he's head testicles, or HT. We call him HT a lot now. So
And it's funny, whenever I
yeah.
think of HT, we have a grocery store here called Harris Teeter, and that's what we call it too. So whenever I see that, I'm always like, I could go for some Harris Teeter chicken right now. Or some head testicles. What I think is interesting though is he's the one that got you, he convinced you to start doing all this, and I was curious, why doesn't he get involved at all? Other than
He
setting up
gets
all your stuff and helping you.
well, he I we've talked about it numerous times. One of the things he just thinks that he told me, he was like, "Well, I think you're funny, kind of in your own way. Like, why don't you do this?" And I was like, "Okay, but sure." But I mean, like, it's funny because now we talk about it, and he's like, "You know, we used to sit down and we'd play video games for like an hour or two at night, like a couple times a week. And now I'm doing it, you know, every day." And he only gets to play with me like on a rare occasion. And he's like, "I kind of miss getting to play with you all the time." But I don't know. He likes kind of being. He's kind of one of those. He doesn't like to be out front kind of people. He's an IT director by trade, so he's always kind of in the background as far as that goes. But he's number one for me. He's
Oh.
always in the front for me. But yeah, no, he said that he will actually come forward and show his face during the charity stream if we reach the goal.
Awesome.
So that's a
Awesome.
thing.
So he's like he is like your number one, like he's your Will Riker of sorts.
He's my best friend.
Do you ever say make
Someone
it
I
so
am
number
going
one?
to take a number
Make it so
two.
number one.
No, I haven't, but I might.
Yeah. So who actually introduced you to like video games, or who what was what got you into video games in the first place, actually?
Oh yeah. I think we told this before, but we'll definitely do it again. My dad, when I was growing up, we used to play a lot of computer games together, a lot of video games together. We had an Atari, and I remember playing like Bomber and Frogger and stuff like that on the Atari. But my favorite memories of all time were like sitting with my dad and playing like Doom, or we played a lot of Wolfenstein on like floppies, and like we played oh gosh, what else did we play? We played Wheel of Fortune a lot. I know that's like completely different. But then as I got older, like we started playing like Roller Coaster Tycoon or Warcraft or things like that. And as I got older, I got my own computer, and so we would sit back to back, and he would play the same thing I was playing, but we weren't online playing together, but we would sit there and we'd like build up stuff and talk about it, and I'd be like, "Oh, so my roller coaster is gonna go faster than your roller coaster." But like those are some of my favorite early memories with my dad, was playing video games. And he did not we didn't have a console in our house other than the Atari until I was older, because my cousin was the one who always had the consoles and everything, and my dad was more PC based. And finally, we convinced him to get one, and we almost didn't get it because I was bad and got in trouble when my dad was trying to learn how to use it, and I wouldn't let him because I was like, "I want this. This is how this works." But yeah, I mean, we had a lot of fun growing up and, you know, doing video games and stuff, because it was one of the things that my dad and I did. We played a lot of board games together, but we played a lot of video games together.
That's pretty
So yeah.
significant too, because I think you might even be the youngin' here out of all of us.
Yeah.
I think so.
I
So
think
you,
so.
I mean, you're probably about what?
Because we're older than dirt.
That too, but if you do the math, like we played.
I don't know. Growing up on Ataris, I mean, I grew up on a Nintendo and a Sega.
Yeah, and I think Continue is about your age, Kyle.
Thank you, Justin.
So that's what I'm saying. That's pretty significant, considering I grew up on Atari. I think, and maybe even Justin.
Well, I mean,
and
we
and Doom.
I thought you grew up on pushing a ring down the road to a stick. I'm sorry.
That's right.
No, we banged rocks together. That's right. In caves.
Oh, okay. No, I had one of those bicycles with the giant front wheel.
He'd go around singing, Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, boo.
Well, we had an Atari, but I mean, they'd had it for a long time.
That's
it
pretty
wasn't
good, though.
Like,
yeah.
It wasn't like it had, you know, like it had just shown up there one day.
But even like games like Doom or Wolfenstein, like I played those in middle school. Like in elementary school, so it's impressive that it was still around then. So very cool. You had mentioned your the charity stream too. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? I know what it is.
I would love to.
We got to do the plugs.
Yes, please, plugs. So the charity stream is called Gaming for Gonads, and the donation link is finally set up, like everything's ready. And what we're doing is Gaming for Gonads is to benefit the Testicular Cancer Society, which supports men going through it. Basically, there's a lot of different things that the Testicular Cancer Society does. They do awareness, they do financial support, they do all kinds of different things. They've got an awesome app with like reminders built in for guys to check themselves for testicular cancer, because testicular cancer is very common in men age, I believe it's 15 to 35. And last Christmas, right before Christmas, Head Testicles was diagnosed with testicular cancer, and they did have to remove his testicle. Thankfully, the cancer has so far remained just in that one area. They haven't seen any signs of it moving to the lymph nodes. But so with all that going on, we would not have known about it had it not been for the Testicular Cancer Society, along with Furious Pete. So we are wanting to raise $1,000 for the Testicular Cancer Society for them to use towards whatever they so deem to use it for. But it's a great organization. There's lots of really great information they have on the site, and they're doing a lot of great work. But I think sometimes people forget about. There's a lot of awareness out there for breast cancer. I don't feel like there's enough awareness out there for testicular cancer.
Definitely not. So we might get to see Head Testicles on the live stream, which would be awesome. Will we see him whip? Will we see him nay nay?
I don't know. I've got to talk to him about that. I know that if we reach $1,000, he's going to come on camera. I think if we like blew it out of the water, he would whip in nay nay, but I've only seen him dance like twice in the almost seven years we've been together, so I highly doubt it, but maybe.
Will he be wearing a banana hammock?
Oh gosh, that keeps coming up and I don't know where that keeps coming from.
I think Kumachi.
No, he will be clothed. Kuma wants him doing like all kinds of stuff. He's so funny.
He does.
He's like, I want him lifting weights in the background the whole time. He can wear
it over his pants. That'd be just as hilarious, actually.
That would be even funnier, actually. I think we need to look into this.
You can stuff an actual banana in it, too. That'd be great. thanks to you, now I'm into Guild Wars 2. And another MMO. Is actually free now, because the expansion's coming out. So, it's so good. I really do enjoy it. I like that everything is accessible. Mm-hmm. So, and even though it's free, it's very good. So, I am looking forward. I have next Wednesday off. So,
yay!
So we
get
some.
Need to do a dungeon with us.
Yep, we can do some dungeoning. Yep. So, you've got. I'll put the link below, but. For Varg and stuff like that. But if people want to try out Guild Wars free and buy the expansion, there'll be a link below, and that'll help out our friend Varg, who's sponsored by ArenaNet. So, yes. And also, since the last time we spoke, I asked you last time what WUG was, and now I don't have to, because I know what WUG is, but we're also, Dorkasm is officially part of WUG now. So, the Watch Us game. The Watch Us.
Or the What's It Now?
The Wug.
What have you done?
Watch Us Game. It's just it's a support group for gamers and stuff like that. It's not like we signed over the rights.
People would have to put up with Kyle.
I'm a gamer.
Hey. No trading me away without giving me some sort of bribe first.
Oh no, it's too late. We actually had to pay someone to take you. So
yeah. I told Crispy that I'd made a deal with Microsoft and sold us to them. And unfortunately, his daughter was part of the deal because her videos are the most popular on the channel.
Yeah,
so.
It's true. The Gaming with Evelyn, yeah, they only wanted it.
With Microsoft money, he bought another daughter, called her Evelyn, so it's all cool.
Yeah, it's fine. Looks exactly the same. Like, we had enough money, but actually pretty much cloned the last one, so.
Yeah.
Officially, it's different on her birth certificate, though, because Microsoft has the trademark for her name, so.
Yeah.
We call her Evelyn, but. Yeah, it's
they can't do it on other syndicated television shows.
Yeah, exactly. So no, WUG is Watch Us Game. It's basically a group of gamers, and it's instead of a lot of the groups that you can join on Google Plus and stuff like that. It, a lot of it's like a self promotion, so which is good to a point, but you know it's when there's more than 100 different channels trying to sit there and promote themselves to 100 different other people, it gets kind of lame after a while. But WUG is not about any of that. It's about just supporting each other and finding friends and, you know, getting together, collaborations, advice, that kind of thing. So
I can tell you that the guy that I was teamed up with in the Ultra Hardcore, super nice, even though he died in like the first 5 minutes.
With Dazaran, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He
keeps asking about your footage, by the way. We may have to post it as like bonus footage.
I kept checking the other, because I wasn't sure when it was going up. I kept checking the other people's sites, and it was, I'm like, oh, you know, like 2 weeks gone by. I was like, oh, maybe they just said scrap it. I don't know. And then, like over the weekend when I was in Orlando, I saw that I guess somebody, like everybody had been posting all this. Like, oh, I guess I should do something with that.
Yeah, because you were actually, now that we can give it away because it's out there and everything, but you were part of the last three. Like, you were by yourself.
I was the last two.
Yeah, the last two teams. You were the last team, but there was three people, two on one team, and just you left. So
me and Budimus were the last two.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you got killed. So you were the last two people. Nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
that was very cool. Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun. So the Ultimate Hardcore. We've got a couple on our site. Hopefully you'll get Rob's footage up sometime soon. So
yeah, I will put that together maybe this weekend. Like I said, I didn't know when it was actually going to go up. So.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all good.
It's terribly boring. It's going to be like me sitting in a tunnel deep underground
for most of an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be so boring.
Like, I tried to break it up with a lot of talking and stuff, like, you know, with, because we were, you know, doing the normal Minecraft stuff at the beginning. So we were discussing, like, what our team name was and how to survive in the desert, that kind of thing. Our survival tips for the desert. Our game plan. My game plan was basically to throw Cractus in front of people and light it on fire. I thought that was going to be the game-winning plan. Unfortunately, I was surprised by a creeper in a waterfall. It was pretty funny if you watch the footage. Yeah, we only had two episodes on our channel because, yeah, I died fairly early on. I'm just looking at the giant chasm or whatever, and all of a sudden I turn around and a creeper just falls right in front of me. And that was it. It was over.
Go
ahead.
This probably is not a podcast question, but so I guess I can edit my shit down to like 15 minutes of actual something happening, right?
Yeah.
I don't need to that one.
Because
it's really boring.
Yeah, that's fine, because all the other stuff is out, so we'll go. You can go ahead and do like a highlights of Rob's highlights video or whatever. We'll do like bonus footage. Because
2 minute video.
Because like the first one ended up being like 30 minutes because we missed the first
thing,
and then the first timer, and then we started from there, and we had to redo the intro, and it was a whole thing. So, but yeah, we'll get that up off some bonus footage. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Rob will get right on that. I've still got like
5 years later.
Video from like 2 years ago. So,
oh, the building video.
Like finished and edited. I just don't know how to put it on the channel. So they're just sitting on my computer.
There's a big button that says upload on YouTube. It really is.
I don't know how to get into the, like, I can watch the videos on there, but.
I'll have to give you the login. So the password is, oh, just kidding.
Oh,
I'll skip it over the podcast, and then everyone can upload videos. Why not? Why not?
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
That'll make my job easier. So what cool stuff have people been up to? I got a couple of like dorkgasms to share, but I want to.
I've got two things.
Go ahead, Rob.
All right. First off, since this didn't make it to an actual uploadable podcast, Sunset Overdrive is awesome, and you guys should play it.
If you have an Xbox.
But having said, one.
Sorry, one.
What are the 360s you speak of?
Those were the good consoles. Sorry, I get confused.
Forza 6 is, oh my god, awesome.
What is?
So.
Oh, Forza?
Forza 6. Yeah. I actually was going to say I don't like racing games, but that's a lie. Like, ever since Rad Racer on the Nintendo, like, I fucking, and even before then, like, Pole Position, I love racing games. I'm just terrible at racing games.
I was going to say, you know what my favorite racing game is? Biker Mice from Mars from NES, Super NES.
Oh, I never played that.
Oh my gosh, it is so fun to play with other people on that one. Oh, it's really good. There's so many maps, like so many racing maps on it. And you just kept going, and the maps just getting harder and harder. And it was kind of like Mario Kart before Mario Kart even existed. So you had like, each had its own.
There was a great one on the GameCube, but I can't think of what it was. And it wasn't F-Zero. It was a legitimate racing game, like, you know, racing NASCAR, and it was one of the first ones that had like actual damage to the cars. So me and my buddy would literally set it to like 60 laps because you lost so many when you would wreck, and we would just try to take out as many cars as we could to see them get demolished.
That's why I like the Burnout series. Yeah. That was so much fun, just crashing, you know, and that was the point of it. So it's good stuff.
I think it's funny with racing games now too. It's like, how many years have they looked like real cars, right? So, like, even back in, like, when it's PS2, you're like, oh, it looks so good. They look like real cars. But they keep looking more and more like real cars each and every time. I wonder what point they start looking like better than real cars.
Yeah, that was the thing with 6. Like, Forza 5 looked fantastic. But 6, there were some of the shots where, like, if I had known better, I was just, like, walking through the living room, I would have thought that, you know, I was watching racing on TV. Which is really weird, because why are there two of me walking around my house?
So what?
Wow.
You got continued. Sorry. She got her.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so anyway.
She's loopy from the Robinson.
Okay. I'm not done, Kyle.
I have to listen to you talk more.
No, they got the Top Gear. Well, Jeremy Clarkson is not on there, but Richard Hammond and James May from Top Gear are. As is the Stig.
Nice.
Although, interestingly enough, they are, like, there's some race car drivers do a little narration, and, you know, it'll have, like, their name, and it'll say race car driver. And so for the two former Top Gear guys, it just says automotive journalist. But that was one of the highlights for me for Forza 5, was them doing the intro bits.
The Top Gear guys. I was glad they were back. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
Is that your two things, or were they?
No.
I didn't know.
No, the one was just I'd been neglecting to mention Sunset Overdrive for literally months, and I wanted to rectify that a second time.
A second time. Yeah. Do you actually beat it?
No, I've not played it since then, because I've been playing 4 as a goddamn 6. Okay. It's awesome. and also the little dude, fucking he loves cars, although he calls them beep beeps.
Totally legit.
Even though
name.
if you
it's legit.
Even if you though you say, well, what does a car sound like? And he says vroom vroom. But they're beep beeps.
That's adorable.
I just think my son's not that smart.
My son's an idiot, but he's cute.
Yeah, he does have that going. That, like, the pointy elf ear is, I think, a big selling point.
He has a pointy elf ear?
Yeah, he does. He has a pointy elf ear. Yes, he
does.
Just one.
He's a half elf. Are you gonna what's it called when the Great Danes, you know, point the ear, the other ear for him there?
That's terrible. No.
ear is kind of pointy, so I got it. I got my cartilage pierced right in the point, so it won't be. So I was thinking like it wouldn't be so noticeable, and it definitely is.
It just brings attention to it. Yeah,
it does. Yeah,
Crispy. I think we've had the discussion about, you know, mutilating our son's bodies.
Yes.
So no, we're not going to do that. Just ear. Anyway,
we should get into that. We need a special podcast to get into that stuff.
A special podcast.
It's a very special edition of Dorkasm Podcast. Body mutilation. The choices of fathers.
So my second thing, and you know, I know they continue, is a big fan of the Universal Studios.
I am.
And I know that because she said it last time.
Continue had just had her first Florida, well, not Florida, but first Universal Disney trip not too long ago.
So
I was commenting how I was very much looking forward to Halloween Horror Nights, and actually last weekend I went to it was so good. Actually it was incredibly busy. Normally what we do is we buy the set of passes where you can go like anytime, like the whole season, and we go like the first night it opens and we see like half the houses. And then once the lines start getting really crazy, we go home. And then we come back the next night and finish up the rest of the thing. But we still didn't get to see the Freddy versus Jason house.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was so busy. I mean, we're going back, but it's like, how the hell did we not accomplish like the whole thing? And we stayed there until midnight both nights. Like, so from 6:30 to midnight. And they were open till like 1.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't, and I didn't get to see the Bill and Ted show, which is usually fairly amusing. Let's see, what did they? The Walking Dead one was pretty cool. As we're standing in line for one of the other houses, it's like this street in like the back of Universal Studios where I guess they have deliveries and shit. And so we're standing in the line. And a couple of big burly Universal Studios security guys come walking down the street, and behind them's like this, you know, teenager. I was gonna say goofy looking teenager, but that's redundant. and like the teenager's girlfriend, I guess. She was also looked like a teenager. The thing is though, like to me, anybody under like 27 looks like a teenager. So I don't.
It's true.
And then you know, there's like maybe another couple other people behind them, and I'm like, that kid looks like Carl. And I thought it was funny, you know, because the Walking Dead house was back the other way. And I'm like, oh, it's Carl, ha, ha.
Carl's gotten out of the house, ha.
And, yeah, and also, well, that was the thing, and that's why I told that was Carl. She's like, no, it was. I'm like, yeah, you know, I could tell, because he wasn't in the goddamn house. And, but, you know, and also he's got, like, that stupid, like, I shouldn't say stupid. Maybe that's offensive to people. You know, that like non-haircut that teenage boys have now.
Yes.
Like
the shag. The
like
shag.
Just got out of bed.
A little shaggy.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. But like again, you could like throw a stick at a high school and hit like 20 dudes with that same haircut. So whatever. Carl's a generic looking guy. At least to like a 39-year-old guy that doesn't give a shit about teenagers. So I make my joke about being Carl, and then. 30 seconds later, I just hear all of these girls like scream, like screaming with delight, not terror from the haunted house. And they're like, it's Carl. I'm like, holy fuck, that really was Carl.
I think I saw him at a convention one time, like right after Walking Dead came out. He was still really young. And he looked goofy then too.
Oh, and the great irony of this is, Carl went into the house.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
That's really cool. That's very cool.
Oh, and I drank moonshine also.
Yeah. Wait, at Universal or
yes,
like?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
For the last, last two or three years, every year they've got like some like special signature mixed drink for themed with the Halloween thing. And you know, and you get in your little glass with a little LED at the bottom that flashes different colors. So I always have one of those glasses. I don't know why, but I do. Oh, I know, because I wanted to get drunk. That's why I always get those glasses. The last few years with The Walking Dead, they've had something called, they call a Dead Walker, which is essentially a rum punch, which is just really, really delicious. And this year was something called, like, All Jacked Up or something, because the mascot of this year is like some weird clown named Jack. And it was moonshine, cinnamon whiskey, I don't know, some other shit, a bunch of cinnamon flavored shit. And like I said, moonshine, which how the hell do you even buy moonshine?
Well,
and then like the base was lemonade. So like cinnamon and lemonade's a really, really weird flavor.
Yeah.
Unless you're already drunk, in which case it's fine. But if you're not, it tastes really weird.
Yeah, so, continue can tell you all about moonshine.
I could actually, I was like sitting here, like I could tell you how it's legal. I could tell you.
If it ever bubbles, it'll make you blind. So just heads up.
I've never seen commercially available moonshine.
They have moonshine-like stuff. It's legal in Georgia. Now. There's actually comes in jars, and I see it at Total Wine. Mm-hmm. And it's very, it's like a multi-based, it's a malt-like moonshine. Like, true moonshine in the same sense, but yeah, I wonder if it was some kind of...
The difference is the amount of actual alcohol in the legalized moonshine and the proof levels. It cannot exceed a certain level of proof. Just as a weird way of me knowing this, I do live in Tennessee, and not terribly far. I know, right? Not terribly far from here is actually the Old Smoky Distillery. I won't say exactly where I live. I never really do, but the Old Smoky Mountain or the Old Smoky Distillery is in Gatlinburg, and they distill on property there, and they also distill in Pigeon Forge at a location at the island, and so they have legalized moonshine there, and now that whole section of East Tennessee has like kind of boomed with their moonshine. There's all kinds of different moonshine distilleries in that area now, but it can be legal as long as it's up to a certain proof and prepared in a certain way. It's obviously not as strong as regular moonshine, but some of it, like the White Lightning alone, is very, very strong, and it's very good, but it's definitely not regular, like what you would get, say, down the street from here, moonshine.
Yeah. Do they have to deliver it in a Dodge Charger? Because that should be the law.
Not that I'm aware of.
You watched Justified, right?
No.
I did.
They have an apple pie flavored moonshine. The commercial. Okay. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Just like, oh yeah. So
Slink
yeah,
booze,
biscuits and mustard.
Slink me some mashed potatoes and gravy. So apple pie moonshine. I think it's funny because is it just in your county that you can't have alcohol? Do you have a dry county? Right, continue.
Or is it just around your house?
Me?
Yeah, like
for years, you in the city, in one of the cities, you couldn't buy liquor by the drink. We have no package stores where I live. Then there's like weird rules in the city where my post office box is. You can only buy beer if it hasn't been in the refrigerator, like in the refrigerated section or something. I don't know. It's so weird. But yeah, the laws have been really odd over the past few years. They keep changing them to where like you can buy liquor by the drink. Oh, nope, you can't buy liquor by the drink. You can buy liquor by the drink. Just kidding. You can't. Oh, you can put in a package store. Nope, you can't do that either. Like it's very, very, very Bible Belt, very like, oh, we don't believe in the drinkins, but here have some moonshine kind of section.
Yeah, but you're allowed. But you're allowed to distill a certain amount of moonshine.
Do you have the state stores instead? No. Since you don't have the package stores, do you have the state stores you have to go to?
They can only buy liquor
by
the
drink.
Currently, right?
Yeah, if we want to buy liquor by like the bottle, we have to drive a couple towns over. And if you want to buy like if you want to buy liquor by the drink, let's see, can you get it here? Yeah, you can get it here now. But you couldn't for years and years and years. And yeah, but you have to drive like pretty far to be able to buy. Like if I want to buy any type of liquor, I have to drive pretty far to be able to get it. So it's
It's state
crazy.
controlled in North Carolina, so we have the ABC stores, which are all by the state. All the prices are regulated. So,
Right,
oh.
yeah. And we don't have those. I remember those when I was little. I think that Florida has the same thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Florida is not state run, although they've got some weird rules. In Missouri, you could. I mean, they had, packaged liquor stores, but you could just go to the grocery store and buy like vodka or, rum or whatever.
I think I
But
was in Arizona one time and it cracked me up because we went into a Walgreens or something and there's just like bottles of liquor and I was like, are you
yeah.
serious? Like I could never do this at home.
7-Elevens in
Someone would
Michigan.
be burning.
Missouri's like that.
They'd
But
burn
here
those places down around here. I mean.
in Florida, you have to go to a package store. And in grocery stores, they're only allowed to sell, I guess, beer and malt liquor and wine. But it's most grocery stores have, or a lot of grocery stores, maybe not most, but a lot have like a little packaged liquor store attached to them. And like there's usually like a door in the grocery store. There's like an outside door and then one in the store. So, because technically it's not part, it's a different store. It's really a stupid thing.
Yeah, it's funny because you can like that moonshine beverage I was talking about was actually in a wine store. So it's and I think because it's more malty and it might have to do with it's more of a malt beverage like a Mike's Hard Lemonade or something like that. They can sell it there and
Those are
yeah.
delicious.
So imagine yeah, like an apple pie.
I just had one of the strawberry lemonade
I
strawberry
have not
lemonades.
had one of those in a long time. Those are
I've been all
delicious.
about the
Yeah.
Not Your Father's root beer. So the
Oh, is that in? Because my wife loves root beer, and I fucking hate that disgusting devil cum.
Wow.
How do you really feel?
Amazing.
That's some
Sorry.
Tell us
I
more.
said that, I'm like, oh, there's a girl on the phone.
Oh,
Behave
thanks.
yourself.
Yeah.
You
Behave,
primitive
Rob.
screwhead.
God.
Come on now.
I've been demoted to
Yeah,
Kyle.
oh, thank goodness.
Oh.
By the end of this
No,
podcast,
not
we
a
may all be
demotion
a Kyle. In
today.
fact, Continue will be running this thing by the end. We will all be demoted. She will
To
own
be an
the.
offshoot of you might be a redneck.
Yeah.
You might be a Kyle if.
But,
anyway, so yeah, is the alcoholic demonic devil cum any good?
Is yes, the root beer, the alcoholic root beer is very good. It does, there's almost no alcoholic
It
taste to
doesn't
it.
taste like
Yeah,
alcohol.
that's it's very you have to be very careful 'cause yeah, you could easily down it. What makes a really good root beer float. I mean, it already has a little bit of vanilla extract in it already. So you already have a little bit of that taste, but yeah, I've heard it's fantastic as a
It's
flo
really
as a
good.
float. It's very, I heard it was pretty hard to get up north, but we've seen a lot of it down here, thankfully. So but yeah.
I've now found a spot that's just down the street from me that carries it, so I'm golden
He
now.
just had pre-orders it from there. Every picks it up. That's
I threatened them. I said, "You won't sell this to anybody but me. You got it?" And
They
they have
laugh in
my
your
picture up now.
face.
It's like they really
Yeah.
care.
Slip an extra 20, I'm sure. We'll have it. But yeah, no, it's funny. A lot of the I love how that cider is now like the huge thing too. I love cider. And like it used to be just like you had basically woodchuck. Like you could find around, and that was about it for cider drinks. And then,
When we
so
were in
is
high
that
school, man,
yeah?
that's the only
That
thing that really was
sometimes
around.
you could find maybe a Hornsby or what was the other one? The like an English like maybe English cider, or something like that. But it's
So
everywhere now. I love it.
here's possibly a dumb question, but I'm not I don't like beer, all right? So I never really drink anything that appears to be beer or beer-ish or could possibly be beer-like. Because I didn't start drinking until I was old enough to actually buy alcohol. Like most people I
Yeah.
know that drink beer, like started,
In
they
high
drank
school.
beer because it was what was there. And people, oh, it's an acquired taste. Well, I don't want to acquire the taste. Like I'll just taste drink something that tastes good if I'm paying for, you know? Because I can't.
Thank you.
So anyway, I don't like beer. So is cider like, is it a beer-ish type of thing, or does it taste
it's
like
literally apple like cider? Apple cider. Oh. It's literally like apple cider. It's hard. Think Mike's Hard Lemonade, but it's,
oh my
it's
God.
Cider.
All right, so I need to go to the store. I will be back. You guys talk about whatever.
Here, I'll make some recommendations
get
for
Angry
you.
Orchard.
Okay.
It's the best.
Angry Orchard is really, really good. And also,
Red Zapple Ale is
Red
really
Zapple Ale is like
you know what?
Is that an ale or is that a
it's
I think it's more of an ale, but
it's an ale. It's Budweiser's version. It's great because it's cheap, but it's very sweet as well.
I wouldn't go that route, Rob.
Smith and Forge. Smith and Forge just comes in cans because they're.
Yeah,
and get yourself Strongbow cider.
Strongbow is good.
That's my favorite.
Strongbow's really
Universal. Our friend that was there with us got the apple ale, and I got a can of Mike's Harder Lemonade, which is also very delicious. So.
I love how this was originally started as the food dorkgasm, and now we've moved on to alcohol. We're covering all the bases.
And drugs is next. All right, no.
My favorite is Zyrtec.
But yeah, Rob, if you're gonna go that one, I would say probably Angry Orchard, Strongbow, probably one
Smith
of those.
Smith and Forge. Yeah.
Angry Orchard, I'm telling you.
Angry Orchard
it's all
is
a
really
drink.
Good.
And the Angry Orchard's nice because you can a lot of places actually start to have it on tap now too, along with other beers.
And isn't Angry Orchard not that it really matters, but isn't it gluten free as well?
There are versions of it, I believe, are gluten free, yes.
Yeah.
Because Rob cares about that.
Random uses.
After his giant donut sundae, whatever that was, I saw you eating on Facebook at Universal.
I actually try to eat extra gluten now just to make up for all the,
the people that don't eat it.
Care
some gluten loving.
South Park, it'll make your penis fly off.
There's all this extra gluten around.
Hold on a second. All I heard was something about South Park and penis fall off while we're talking about gluten-free beer.
South Park has proved that gluten will make your penis fly off. Go do your research. You'll be happy you did.
Yes.
Okay.
I get all my news and tips from
about my penis
from South Park.
Off.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. It's a very easy to find episode. It's called Gluten-Free Ebola. Probably the best one I've seen. Go watch it. And then warn the poor people who work at Papa John's to get the hell out.
All right. Okay. Speaking of, I just had Papa John's too.
I'm so sorry, Crispy. At least you already had two kids.
Yeah. Well, so we finally got some decent pizza places around here. And so I had, you know, Papa John's is all right. It's okay to do in a pinch. But, you know, I had it for a while. And we really...
That opinion is so wrong. It's like Kyle said that.
What?
I'm gonna disagree on that because I'm not a huge fan of Papa John's either. It'll do, but like Pizza Hut or something.
Oh, see, the Pizza Huts
better.
Around here they undercook
again,
everything.
Sadly,
so it's like
once again, sadly, I have to agree with Rob. I hate my existence, but I do.
And do you guys love Papa John's or do you agree it's total trash?
No, I hate Papa John's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, see, I hate Papa. Wait, what are we talking about? I hate Papa John's. What are we talking about?
I said it's like, okay in a pinch. That's what I is what. A...
No, it's not.
It's never acceptable.
Well, it's one of the only places that delivers that is edible. So,
it's the only one that's still good in the fridge after a day or two.
You get to have delivery.
That's true.
You
don't
get delivery.
You have DiGiorno. You have
to drive down the street like 5 miles to get it delivered to us.
Well, it's...
DiGiorno's is better than Papa John's.
So there's a lot of places that are better. Domino's is better than Papa John's now, I think, since they redid their whole... the entire pizza, so it's not cardboard anymore. But, I mean, the thing is...
Don't think I've ever had Papa John's.
Oh, really?
I just started to think about it while you guys are all talking about Papa John's. I'm like, I don't think I've ever eaten there, and I'm okay with that.
So, it's, you know, like I said, it delivers, so that has what it you can do everything on the website, including the tip, and I'm all about convenience, you know. But we hadn't had it for a while, and the thing here is, like, I guess if the local teams win a game or the Panthers win, they'll do, like, 50% off, and we didn't feel like cooking. And so I had the thin crust, though. They just came out with it, so it actually wasn't too bad, but Justin knows this. They opened up a mod pizza near my work, and oh my god, that is awesome. It's like imagine Subway, except it's not crap, and you make your own pizza. Like it's not total devil shit, I guess. Well, it's really good. So you pick out what you want. They make the pizza in front of you, and then they cook it. It's all flatbread. It's the new trend.
They're kind of making. There's a bunch of different ones now that I'm seeing. I guess there's. I don't remember the name of it, but down in Novi, they've got a place too that's just like that. That these are becoming the new hot trend is a, and they're calling it kind of Chipotle-ish of having things laid out in front of you. But yeah, Subway's a good comparison too. But yeah, just personal pizzas. Pick what you want on it. They pop it in, and you're good to go.
They have like a little menu, cool. Like that you can like big menu you can look at to see for ideas and stuff. But it was pretty awesome. Like you know, I have to stay away from tomatoes now because I'm older, so or else I'll get heartburn from the acidity of it all. So like yeah, which is
wow, getting old must.
Oh, it's terrible, man. It is awful. But yeah, so I
throw a third nipple. It gets ugly.
Like, I love pizza. What? Are you turning into another creature? Are you not human, Justin? I don't understand. Now you're just frightening Kyle, yeah. Which I like. But no, but it's
See, he's excited.
He can't wait. He can't wait to play with that third nipple. He is like super excited.
Hey, I have a third nipple of my own. Thank you very
much.
No,
that's your penis.
No, it's actually a third nipple. Thank you.
I'm sorry, that's your micro penis. thank you, bro. Continue.
The term is micro penis. Thank you.
That's what I said. I forgot where I was at.
Under promise, over deliver, ladies.
That's right. This is the Darkcast podcast where we talk about booze, food, and micro penises. Thanks for
third
tuning
nipples. I forgot where I was going. I'm just going to scrap it. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
See, Crispy, yeah, now you're going to make me feel compelled to post a picture of an actual third nipple.
I thought you were going to say compelled to post
of your
micro
penis.
I was like,
I will totally put that in a video. Don't you worry. So.
Oh, man.
Now, who else but Quagmire?
So I was going to mention my dorkasms, like that's an abrupt segue of sorts, but it was pretty cool. I met with the local comic book discussion group from the comic book store, and that was actually pretty fun. I learned a couple of things. Man, comic book dorks are very awkward.
Oh, that was the one that's like the book club.
It's like
a
book club,
about,
yeah.
Right?
So we discussed three different graphic novels. The JLA, the Grant Morrison from the 90s, the first volume of that, which is really cool.
Are you talking about the one with the, what was his name? Zenu, the like fallen angel guy?
The beginning of the fallen angel storyline was in there. The invasion of the hyper clan. So what you find, there's like a whole twist to that. I won't give it away. In fact, it actually gives it away in the very first panel. You just don't even realize it.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things you don't.
I just remember that weird fallen angel character. He had like a white face. He had like what it looked like. He almost looked like fucking Blue Falcon.
Yeah. Well, the hilarious thing about his whole story is he wanted to not be an angel anymore because he fell in love with a human woman. Like, so basically he just shows up at his door. He's like, I've been watching you for forever, and now you know it's very creepy, that whole thing at the end.
So it's City of Angels
a little bit, yeah. So but yeah, so it's kind of that creepy vibe, but yeah, the whole fallen angel thing that all ramps up later, right? It's like the whole setup of that storyline later on about the meeting, like God and the presence. Actually, DC couldn't call it God, it was the presence, and stuff like that. But and then the second half of the book. This is during the switch to Blue Superman, which is like the worst. Oh, I hated Blue Superman so bad.
Yeah, Blue and Red Superman were pretty fucking bad.
So it was like he didn't have the strength of Krypton anymore. It was like it was all science based. Like he used science, apparently. Like he
Science.
Yeah, his had more like his strength didn't come from the sun. It came from some chemical interaction or something like that. And so he, yeah, I think it's funny because in the actual book it talks about him not wanting, you know, he doesn't know if he can live up to his name, and you know, people always look up to him. And then all of a sudden he's like fighting like demigods, like the angels and stuff like that, just taking them on, you know, the head demons. And then he freaking moves the moon. Like, so using science nonetheless.
I'm sorry, what comic is this?
JLA. It's when it's it was about the time when Superman, the blue Superman, the whole the yeah. But
yeah, Grant Morrison's.
So you don't like Grant Morrison?
I hate Grant Morrison so much. He's so overrated.
I really enjoyed it. The JLA though, it was, you have to remember before this, it was like the Elemental Men that were in the JLA, so it was like Metamorpho and
the JLA was terrible too.
Yeah, before him, he brought in all the big hit, the heavy hitters again, and wrote these big epic stories where they got their asses handed to him and stuff like that. But no, I enjoyed it. And then there was a graphic novel called Velvet, which is by Ed Brubaker. It's a spy. It's a spy novel. It's kind of, I guess you'd sum it up. Henny? I always mess up her name. Henny Penny Hunt, right? Is that right? From James Bond. Money Penny. Thank you. I always say Honey Penny. Money Penny. Imagine if Money Penny was actually used to be a secret agent, and then for some reason that's not disclosed, she's requested a transfer to a desk, and then so it starts at that point, and then shit happens. So it's like an older female agent, and it kind of goes through flashbacks and stuff to tie it in current day. Really, really good. I enjoyed it a lot. It's like a popcorn kind of thing. Very short. I'm really looking forward to more. I highly recommend it. It's a good read. And then what was the Sandman, the first Sandman volume.
Ooh, that was a good
one. It was good, yeah. It was very good. And it's one of those ones I've always wanted to start, and it's like I have to – it's like I've been putting it off. Like I need to be prepared.
Oh, shit.
You're playing a game, aren't you?
No.
You're playing... Yes. I hear the clicking. No. Why you lie?
No.
I saw you drinking out of the fountain. Why you lie? So, what are you playing, City Skylines? What are you doing?
Yeah, City Skylines just scared the shit out of me. Don't worry about it.
I'm glad we're holding your attention. But anyways, it was pretty interesting. We met at the Mexican restaurant around the corner, and it's pretty funny when a bunch of comic book nerds get together. And how awkward it is, how socially awkward it can be, and how far I've come. I can kind of measure it by the other people there, but they were actually really cool and really fun. And the guy that headed up the discussion group got margaritas for the table, so that was pretty darn awesome. Free drinks are cool. Yeah, so it was actually really good. It's you see the definite lines of Marvel versus DC being drawn right before your eyes, all the DC folks versus the Marvel folks. I try and keep an open mind, although I'm a DC guy at heart. So it was really cool, though.
Ooh.
You're a Marvel, though, aren't you, Rob?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. It just depends where you start off. I actually started off with Silver Surfer and Marvel, and then GL caught my attention. So, and then... But yeah, it was a good time. I'm looking forward to do it next month. They're probably going to have a October theme, like a Halloween theme. So we'll see what they pick. Yeah, he asked for suggestions, and there were a lot. There were a lot of suggestions, a lot of good graphic novels out there. But better than all that was went to go see Lord of the Rings live in concert. That was really cool. So they basically projected it outside in an amphitheater. And they had the Raleigh Symphony along with the men's choir, the boys' choir, and a really talented female singer. I don't know where she came from, but they basically play the movie, and all the music is live. So everything from the When I bought the tickets, I thought it was just like Lord of the Rings music with some stuff on the screen, like behind it or something. I didn't realize it was the entire movie, and all the music in it was live. It was very funny. Not very funny, but it was very cool there was a funny part. I love the accordion player was there just for the beginning at, for Hobbiton. That was like, got to watch the movie. Like, she literally plays for like a minute. And meanwhile, the men's choir, like when they're in the Mines of Moria and they're running from the Balrog and there's like the evil, like the chanting and stuff like that. They're like chanting nonsense for 10 minutes straight. Like, you can hear the strain in their voice, you know, trying to keep up and everything. But they were so good. I mean, just ridiculously good that I forgot that the music was, I would get so into the movie and I wouldn't even, I couldn't tell the difference. So the orchestra was pretty fantastic. So yeah, that was awesome. It was a good date night for geeks. I highly recommend that if they do it, come to your town. It seems to be one of the things where it's local though. It'll be your local orchestra. I think it's, I don't know if they like hire someone from national, because they sprouted it up all over the place, the Lord of the Rings Live. But if there's one near you, go check it out. It's really good. Yeah, so we're gonna move on. And wow, it took a long time to get to the news and stuff.
Well, I've still got something really good that we haven't touched on.
You got a dorkasm, Kyle?
Yeah, celebrating good graphics. I think two of the best-looking video games ever have come out in the last month. It would probably be Until Dawn and Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, it's kind of weird seeing Hayden Panettiere.
Until Dawn is fun.
That's Justin's dorkasm. He just got that.
Yeah.
That amazing fucking game.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm really impressed by, you know, the graphics and the fact that just all the choices are left up to you to determine how the story plays out. And
it significantly changes so much based on the littlest shit.
Yeah, I guess there's a way for everyone to survive, apparently.
Yep, mm-hmm. I've seen it done.
Yeah, that's just not going to happen. I've chosen very poorly so far.
See, I would play it where I want everyone to die.
Like, I'm going to be lucky to have anything left at the time.
Yeah, pretty much I'm hoping to save one person at this point, but I don't even know.
I'd want to kill everyone off. Yeah,
but yeah, sincerely, you can actually save everyone. There is a way. It's, you know, obviously going to be based on if you do make good decisions or not. But
not here.
But Justin's like, so go investigate everything.
Little things can affect it.
Split up the group.
No, I want to get to the end and hear.
Yeah, best of luck with that.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear the Final Fantasy victory theme when I get to the end.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy? I thought that was Legend of Zelda.
No, you fail as a nerd. Go
wow, on. Kyle.
Aww. Well, yeah, seriously though, it's amazing those things, because not only do the choices you make affect things, the choices you make affect your friendships with people, and they affect your personality. And based on those stats, which you can see in the menu, if you're not up to par on your friendship level with certain people, certain events might not happen. I mean, it's incredible the level of depth they've put into this.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that for a bit, which might explain a couple of things, but that's beside the point.
You're playing it all natural, without any of the... Well, I guess I shouldn't say it that way, I guess.
I did it all for the Nookie. All... The Nookie.
Yeah.
I don't need to just...
Well, the waste, wasn't it, Justin?
What's that, Kyle?
I said, then that was a waste, wasn't it?
It sure was. That did not end well.
Yeah, you watched Scream. You know the rules. No Nookie.
Yeah,
don't split up the group.
They don't make it easy in the game either. They're just like, hey, well, this sounds like a good choice. Let's do that. Yeah, no.
They're just throwing themselves at me. Okay. So that's... Both, I guess you, Justin and Kyle, that was kind of your dorkasm thing, wasn't it? Continue. What do you got going on? Anything cool?
I was just sitting here thinking about it, and I had something, and then I got distracted by it. Oh, I remember. I am super excited about this month's horror block, which looks freaking awesome. I don't remember. I don't like looking at them beforehand.
And that is like a loot crate
for
horror?
But for some reason, yeah. But for some reason, Head Testicles sent me, which email did he send it to? I think he sent it to my other one. He sent me the link to this month's, and I think it's supposed to have a lot. They've changed it up recently because I think people were not getting burnout, but like a lot of the stuff was kind of like repetitive to a point. And I think they've finally changed it up to where you're getting almost better things. Like there's more signed merchandise and things like that. Shoot, I don't remember, but I can tell you that last year, the October
yes,
the October box, the
yes,
October
it's the Jacobo that appears in October.
The Oktoberfest box.
The October box last year was really cool. We got like instead of one shirt, we got two because we got an Iron Maiden shirt and we got like an Iron Maiden mask. Here it is. Let's see here. And actually, looking back at this, I don't remember getting this month's box, which is crazy. But there's supposed to be some Hellraiser stuff. Potentially, there's a possibility of, I think they're doing a lot of Alien this month. There's also going to be some stuff from Night of the Living Dead and Silence of the Lambs, which I'm so incredibly stoked about.
Speaking of real quick, because I will forget, if anyone is interested in Aliens, speaking of, Isolation is on sale on Xbox One for $18 now. It is a fucking incredible game.
Yes.
That is all.
Carry on.
No, that's good to know. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I was just sitting here thinking about how excited I am about that because I've been getting them for, I guess I've been getting them for a year now. I mean, my monitors in here are on my old horror blocks, but I love them so much. And that's where I got my Jason plushie and my Cthulhu plushie and all my like little cute stuff like that. So I'm just excited. I'm excited because we're getting super close to the Halloween one. So hopefully it'll be really good.
Yeah, I just got my loot crate a couple days ago. So if you like Pokemon, it's going to be a good month for people.
I got to find someone to give that crap away to.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
So.
Yeah.
I'm keeping mine.
It needs to go, and I don't know where, but it needs to
but
go.
But there's...
Well, that's why, like, I really like the horror block, because with loot crate, I'm not going to want... Like, if I wouldn't want the Pokemon stuff, like, I'd feel kind of ripped off, you know, if I got
it's
one.
A cool... It's a very
but
cool product.
The thing with it is...
It's very high quality.
There's more good than not in it. I've been very pleased. I've been doing the loot crate thing for a year.
Over, because I've done a year. Yeah.
Something like that. It's got more good than bad. I think there's probably been a total of maybe a crate and a half of stuff that I haven't really liked. This Pokemon thing can go the hell away. But anyway, it's been good. I have enjoyed that. So, but I can understand where you're coming from. And if I had some extra cash, Horror Block would be pretty sweet, I think.
Yeah. I'll have to say, I mean, I'll probably keep my thing, but the hat. But it's really, I mean, it's very cool. It's very high quality. But there were a lot of good other things this month. They're good. If you like Hearthstone, there's some cool stuff in there. Supernatural.
Yeah.
I've actually been very impressed by the
that Supernatural.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people. I'll have the video up soon of the opening. Some people are going to be very upset if you're any collectors out there with what we do with that.
with the Supernatural card.
Yeah. The 2-year-old got it. We opened it up and immediately gave it to the 2-year-old. So
why would you give it to the Antichrist? What is wrong with you?
He loves cars. He loves them so much. And really, I mean, I've only watched Supernatural here and there. It's really cool and everything, but I've got a lot of other stuff to collect. I'm not too worried about that. And speaking of Loot Crate, they announced today at like noon. Well, I guess it was technically what?
So irritated by
it
this.
It was in the middle of the day. They announced the Loot Crate for Fallout. The special Fallout Loot Crate was going to come out at 3:00 our time, Eastern time, and 12:00 PST.
And there
was.
Their site was garbage.
It was garbage.
They did that once already with the Fallout thing.
No,
they
announced that they were going to have
this
it. And this was the day.
Yeah, they announced they were going to have it, and this was a complete crate, Fallout 4, limited edition. It
$100.
Went on sale at 3:00 today, and I could not get the stupid site to submit my order. I'd hit submit, and it would reroute me and say I didn't pick my country. Like, it says United States.
Okay, so here's...
submit, and it wouldn't do it. It did that 5 times, so I never got it.
My wife just handed this to me. This is from Loot Crate. Someone had posted. We apologize for the technical difficulties surrounding the Fallout 4 crate ordering process. We're working diligently to resolve the current issues. We want to assure the customers we will resolve problems incurred during the ordering process. We prepared our servers and increased resources in anticipation of the sale going live. However, even though our highest traffic scenario was surpassed by the... So basically, they didn't expect as much demand. I don't know how. You'd have to be an idiot not to imagine millions of people.
This is one of the most highly anticipated games in franchises, and
angry. So they said to submit a ticket.
So angry. I emailed them.
If you purchase or tried to purchase please read. So I guess try and contact support, Justin, and see what you can do. I don't know.
I did. I already submitted a ticket because
Justin's like, I wrote a very strongly worded letter.
That's right. I used a lot of expletives.
Well, that makes up half your vocabulary, anyways. It's not that impressive. So.
Angry face.
Yeah. Well, it was at work. I was like, I saw, they didn't even mention what was beforehand, how much it was going to be or anything. And then I saw the price. It's like $100. And I'm like, oof. I like Fallout 4. I'm not sure I like Fallout 4 $100 worth. But there's $150 worth of stuff in it. There's definitely a hoodie.
Well, right. And one of the items is a hoodie. One is a plush dog meat little thing, which would be cool. And then 5 other things, they said.
So.
I really wanted it.
But I went to check out the site, and it was completely pretty much bombed when I checked it out. And then the next thing I knew, everything was sold out.
It was crap, because I got into it just fine. It would not let me submit my order, which is the irritating thing. Usually it's just, everything gets clogged down. I understand that. But the fact that the site allowed me to get that far, and then it just kind of reset itself. It didn't even, time out or anything. It did everything fine, and it just kept telling me that I was having the problem.
Oh, I have a problem, all right. I have a problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I doubt they're going to do anything with the ticket, because I can't even imagine how many people have.
Yeah, how do they tell? Yeah, they might have some record of the clicks and stuff on the servers. But, I mean, how many people are just going to say they tried to submit and they couldn't? I mean, a lot.
Well, and that's the funny thing, too. So I was reading some of the people posting. So there are some people like me that couldn't submit. There are some people that said that their credit cards were charged multiple times. So, it is ugly. So it's going to be real interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I don't think they handled this very well. It makes me wonder, don't they have another one coming up for another property? What was it? Shoot, they're planning another one.
Mass Effect
may not be as big of a deal, but I have a feeling it's probably gonna go probably the same route unless they change some things up. I don't like how they did it. I don't like the short notice. I figured maybe they figured that if they gave short notice they could deal with the traffic. I don't know. But 3 hours beforehand is kind of weird to announce it. Speaking of monthly subscription boxes, we switched out. We used to get the little passports for Evelyn, and we have the videos on the site, and they were okay. I mean, it was a lot of money for basically dollar store items. It seemed kind of a ripoff. She was excited every month to learn about the world and everything. But, we didn't feel the value was worth it, and she wasn't really getting much out of it. So we switched to something pretty cool called Kiwi Crate, and it's, there's 3 different versions of it based on your child's age, but there's this one's a crafting one, and it is really good. There was 2 different crafts. There was, a marble run and a bunch of different zippy pulls or whatever, that you attach to your backpacks that you could make. The pieces, if they're cardboard or whatever, are nice and thick and really well made and decorated and everything. And everything's in separate packaging. I was really impressed, actually, by the quality and how well the package is put together. So if you have kids out there that like crafting stuff, it's good for kids on track out who do the year-round thing.
It's called Kiwi Crate.
Yeah. So there's a...
It's just somebody cutting up a bunch of kiwi and putting it into a box and shipping it to you.
No.
Oh, that's really cool. I wish that we would have had something like that when
yeah,
I was little.
Yeah, I mean, it's so all the crap. It's like there is stuff that you can color in there as well and stuff, but all the like the big craft stuff is mm-hmm. already designed and everything. It's really about putting it together, cutting it and placing
yeah.
it. So there's other ones. There's
Yeah, there's Koala Quite Crate, Kiwi Crate, Tinker Crate, and Doodle Crate.
Yep. So the koala
cute.
Is for the youngins. And it's like a bunch of art supplies every month. And then there's the one that we get, the Kiwi Crate, which is the crafting. There's, like you said, the Tinker, which is for older kids. It's more science-based. It's really cool. And then the Doodle Crate is also for the same range, but it's all art. So they kind of split up at that point. But yeah, Evelyn had a lot of fun. We recorded that. We recorded the opening, and then my wife did some time lapse and some live, you know, did some recording of making it and then showing it off at the end. So that'll be up on my new channel pretty soon, on the Crispy channel. And the Loot Crate stuff will be on the Dorkgasm channel, which is at youtube.com/dorkgasmproductions, or you can follow us. I always forget to mention our stuff. Or you can follow us at Dorkgasm Podcast on Twitter. So we'll move on to I'll try and speed through it, because really the last time we talked about all the upcoming TV shows, and maybe it's good that we have to redo it, because I actually got to watch some of them. Did anyone watch The Bastard Executioner on FX? Anyone catch it?
No, not yet. I forgot when it started, and I meant to catch it on demand, and I just have not done it yet.
I'm enjoying it.
I've heard it's not.
I enjoyed it.
All right,
I was gonna say I enjoyed it. It's got an interesting it seems to have a lot of the same cinematography effects that Sons of Anarchy has, but it's like a fantasy kind of thing. They definitely could use with some more character development from some of the characters other than the main guy. As far as the narrative goes, it's pretty good. I enjoy it. So, but yeah, it's worth checking out. I have high hopes for the series. You find out who the bastard, what the whole name is about in the pilot. The pilot's technically two episodes put together. It takes a little while to set up, like, who the bastard executioner is and how that comes to be. Because otherwise it's very confusing. Like, I don't understand where the name came from.
All right, is he an executioner that kills bastards? Or is he a bastard that executes people? Or is he an executioner with a bastard sword?
Neither. None of those. None of the above.
Well, god damn it.
Well, then it's not...
Well, okay, well,
correctly.
Technically yeah. It's maybe the second one that you mentioned. He's a bastard, he's an executioner, but that has very little to do with the story. I mean, it's... You'll have to watch it, so it's not like he...
No, I won't have to watch it. You're not the boss of me.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to watch it.
Not my real dad.
Funnily enough, that plays into the show too. So, the not the real dad thing, and or husband. So it's
the mama.
Yeah.
Right.
Not the mama. That's not what the mama.
I was just thinking.
So yeah, it's good. I mean, I highly recommend it. I think it's good. Definitely good. Doctor Who season 9 started up.
I enjoyed that.
I don't know how I felt about that first episode.
You and me both. I actually fell asleep.
It was slow going, and I don't know where they're trying to go with it. It just seemed, I don't know. It just seemed jumbled. I don't know how to explain.
I'm trying to remember the last time they started a season with a double episode kind of thing, because it's like a two-parter. Usually they save those for a couple.
I'm okay with that, but it just, I don't know. The story is kind of, and I know the Doctor Who stories are kind of out there anyway. But this just,
there was a lot of exposition. There's a lot of talking about things in the past, because a lot of it deals with some of the older episodes, like, you know, before this new series, and some of the history of that. I think they have to explain it to the audience, and that's when I fell asleep. Like there was a lot of talk, a lot of what's going on, and, you know, like, they're trying to find him.
Well, it was not It was not an episode for like to start watching the show on. That's for sure.
Oh no, but yeah, because
actually, like my mom was watching it with me, and she doesn't watch Doctor Who. But yeah, so you know, whenever we can talk about what was on there. You know, we see the kid, and the kid's like, you know, what's your name? Like Skaros.
Or Savros. Like, yeah, Skaros. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, ooh. And then my mom was like, huh? Okay.
Yeah. No, Savros. He created the dialects. Yeah,
because yeah, really, it's the way that it started out too. Because yeah, if you don't know what's going on, there's that big reveal, and then the look on the doctor's face, like, oh my goodness. But if you don't know, you're like, okay, so why should this be really like moment, huh?
Yeah,
especially the creator of the dialects, who are the main antagonists for the doctor.
Yeah, I mean, and I explain this like, well, this is kind of like. Literally, you know, if you've got a time machine and you have a chance to kill baby Hitler.
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly.
But the funny thing, when you think about it
pretty much is,
when you think about last season, it's almost exactly the same in the fact that like the doctor's missing and now they're finding the doctor and he's acting weird. Like, are they going to start every season like that?
When has he acted normal?
It was almost like the beginning was almost. Minus the setting, it was the same plot line at the beginning. Like, the doctor's missing and there's something...
But the nice thing about this was, as I really love the actress that plays Missy. Really do.
She's very polarizing. Some people like her a lot and some people don't. Yeah. Yeah. So...
Is it because she's a woman and she's the master?
The mistress? No.
Yeah,
Some people think she's too loopy. I like the loopiness, but...
Yeah,
they don't think it's in the wheelhouse.
Because really, if you think about
master.
It, the actor that played the master, he was a little out there too. So, I don't really see the difference. I just see that the gender swapped, but it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty much that Clara is kind of like meh. I'm whatever with Clara, and I like Missy, but then they find the doctor, and there's the weird stuff going on, and then. He's like talk about stuff for like the last 20 minutes. So that's when I fell asleep. That's kind of when I fell asleep. I don't know. I'll always love the doctor. So I don't, you know, but I wasn't terribly in. Some people really enjoyed it. And I was one of the ones that didn't. And I usually get I'm usually on the hype train. I like the crappy stuff sometimes just because of what it is like Marvel, superhero, Shield. Whatever.
Superhero Shield. You're making
it's getting
stuff
late,
up,
man.
Now.
It's been a rough day. The Agents of Shield, that thing.
I don't know. Am I hearing that?
Yeah, but I can't see who it is.
I heard it.
No, I heard it too.
That's the static.
The mic out of your mouth, Kyle.
Steve throating the mic.
My mic's been muted. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't see who it was, actually. I may have just been the Skype.
You did by your mouth?
But Gotham started back up season 2, and...
I could not watch that. I tried, and, like, the audio was having these weird things where, like, sometimes it would pause, and then it would, like, replay the last few seconds of audio, and while the stuff on the screen was not repeating, it was really annoying. So I decided to wait to catch it on Hulu instead.
Yeah, there.
I'm going to be interested to see what you think of it because I don't know if I like the storyline of where they're going with a couple of characters.
As long as Fish is gone, this show is going to be like 2,000%.
I don't know if she is or not. I like.
She's terrible.
I like where they're ramping up with some of it. I don't like what they did with one of the main character. I think it was very out of character. What he did, so.
Well, there's that, and they're putting the little teasers out there of one of the other characters and who they may become, and I don't like that story-wise. I don't know if you caught it or watched it, but
yeah, the one that.
Well, I'm not gonna spoil.
They're talking about
Barbara Gordon's character.
Yeah. Oh well, but not Barbara Gordon.
I don't
Barbara.
Like where that's headed.
She's the worst,
and she's very focused on.
And if the direction that they're taking her character is where they're going with it, A lot of people are going to be angry.
Yeah.
You know what actually annoyed me from the little bit that I did get to see was the secret passage behind the fireplace.
Yes.
And the reason that annoyed me is you can't just move a fireplace like that because the goddamn chimney.
That was your biggest problem.
That's you know true. I mean? Plus, Rob thought it went to Narnia.
Yeah.
You can't just slide a fireplace over because otherwise, while it's not lined up with the chimney, your whole room's going to fill with smoke. It doesn't work.
Maybe that whole area above there is open for that.
Really, Rob, it's a gigantic chimney. Nobody noticed the 48 square foot chimney up on top of stately Wayne Manor.
Well, when you're rich,
maybe there's some kind of venting on the sides.
Well, they've got their own crematorium there, so.
Well, Rob's nitpick for the Gotham. There are way bigger problems really than the chimney, though. Yeah. Although I am looking.
If you're gonna watch Gotham, you have to ignore the.
I am kind of excited that they're going to introduce Court of Owls though. So this season.
Oh well, goddamn! Way to spoil.
Well,
that.
It's been everywhere. I don't know how.
Oh, I don't.
It's been they're talking about that. That's going to be they're going to introduce them this season. So that's kind of cool. I don't know who and what and how, but it's a cool. It's what I like Scott Snyder writing Batman. So. Bringing that stuff in. I watched Scream Queens yesterday. I
started that tonight.
Yeah, I recorded it, but I'm doing this tonight. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about
it. We're gonna watch it, but we haven't gotten far. I am not a huge fan of Emma Roberts. Can I just say that? Like, is that bad? I don't like her at all. There's something about her that like gets under my skin.
I like it when she plays bitchy characters because I think that she's
that's
really
what
well
she probably
suited to that.
Is in real life.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Some people say that she. I mean, they're saying racist. She's saying racist, homophobic things throughout the entire episode. So they're like some people think it might go too far in that regard, but. I mean, she'll be a good character to hate. There's no doubt about it. She's definitely a good character to hate.
Yeah,
it's such a weird mix because it is so funny sometimes, and then the reason like the parodies of the horror movies. What are those called? The Wayans brothers, the ones that they do. They've done Scary Movie. Scary movie.
That's Scary Movie.
They're just so over the top all the time, and they work to a certain extent. And, like, this one will go from really silly, funny, like, I guess if you ramped up some of the Glee humor, like, up even more to, and then, but then all of a sudden, like, it's something serious and gory happens. I don't know. It's good. I enjoyed it. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with it. Jamie Lee Curtis is fantastic in it. She's probably the best character for me. But I don't care for a lot of the main characters anyways. The fraternity guys are pretty hilarious, and I gotta hand it to Nick Jonas, man. He plays a really good character. It'll be interesting to see what it did pretty well because I didn't even realize like Ariana Grande was in it. Because I barely know who she is, but yeah, they've got some big names in it.
Who is
she's a singer?
She, like
she's
I've heard
singer. Pop.
But that's a person.
A very popular exists. Pop singer right now. And she has a pretty hilarious scene. Like that one worked as a humor scene and everything. So it's you'll know it when you see it. It's actually pretty hilarious. That was probably one of the best scenes in there, in the entire episode. But yeah, it's good. I'll give it a chance. I like the guy that the showrunner. And then Muppets too was on Tuesday.
Yeah, I watched that, and a lot of people did not like it, but I found it amusing enough.
I was mixed on it too. I love it when the Muppets are themselves. Like the whole premise of where they are in the show, like the different roles they play is really good, and how they did that. I think it's all the it's the reason I didn't like some of The Office, because when they throw in the Office drama or the main storylines and stuff, the love stuff and the drama stuff, that's where the faults are. And it's the same thing with the Muppets, like the adult content in there with it. It isn't true to the Muppets. So.
Oh, come on. The Fozzie joke where he talked about posting a personal and whenever you put
that was funny.
what is it, Lonely Bear, Deacon Romantia? That
yeah,
was fantastic.
You get something that you get something completely wrong. It's like not wrong for me. I also love the I'm in a bacon wrapped hell, and then Sam the Eagle comes by because he's the censor, and he's like, you can't say hell. So that was pretty funny. Can't say hell. And the I mean, there was some funny stuff in it with you know, like, or where he's talking about what's cross promoting as a euphemism for sex with the other pig. That was kind of weird. I don't know. It was like, I met Denise at a cross promoting event, the network cross promoting, and we got together and cross promoted. I'm like, it's just really weird. Or him talking about how he finds Piggy sexy or something like that. It's kind
of... Oh yeah, and he's like,
I'm attracted to pigs. What can I say? I'm attracted to pigs.
And I was like, all right, fair enough, Kermit.
Oh, that was fine. Yeah, I was just, yeah, it's a weird setting because I think if they, it'll be fine because I think this, the whole setup was the problem. They had to set it up as this is like a mockumentary style. So they had to evolve. I think they tried too hard. And I think if they just stick to who they are as characters, and I think it'll be good. I don't know. Poor Muppets don't have any luck, though. They're always doomed to never have more than like two or three seasons of a show, it seems like, since the original. But yeah, so that's some of the and that was all like the past 2 weeks, all the good shows. I haven't watched Blind Spot yet. I still have to watch it. Minority Report. Not really interested in Limitless. I heard it's pretty bland and pretty much takes away from the entire concept to turn it into a crime fighting show. And then Thursday's Heroes Reborn. So, did you watch some of the teaser about I don't know if you, what happened to Clara, or was it what the cheerleader, Claire?
Claire Bear. God. Yeah, that's what her dad Claire calls Bear. Her. Claire Bear.
Yeah. So I guess in the promos they already kind of spoil it.
No, I've not watched any.
She dead.
Involving that.
So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they don't. They can't get Hayden Panettiere because she's like in.
Well, I know that, but no, I was reading a reviewer that had watched it, and they made some comments about the dad was, I guess, trying to call her because he hadn't talked to her for years or something. I don't know. But it didn't sound like she was dead. It just sounded like they were no longer on speaking terms.
Well, that's true because she's dead. But,
Well, then why
I don't know. It must be a flashback or something. Who knows? Yeah, because it's like a quick promo, and it's like, do you know what happened? You know, still, I don't know if he's talking to Hero. I don't know who, but you know, she's. Do you know what happened to Claire? And it shows him like with the body on the table, covered up to like the hair, the blonde hair, of course, because you can't.
Well, how did she die?
Who knows? Someone took her powers.
She can't die. That's her whole power.
Well, someone. I don't know. Siler killed her.
I'm declaring shenanigans on your story.
I'll link you the thing. And who knows? Maybe it's a trick. Maybe they're making you think that they faked her death so that she can be hiding or something. I don't know. We'll see. I don't hold that much hope for it. I think people only liked Heroes in the first place because it was superheroes on TV, which hadn't really been done. And
well, yeah, the first season was not bad. Like it got a little bit slow in places, but I mean the original idea for it was every season it was supposed to be like different people, like different heroes, right? It like kind of like American Horror Story is, but at the time NBC was like, no, you can't swap out your cast every season. Nobody will watch a TV show that does that. So they kind of got stuck with these characters. And so like the first season they actually had a story they wanted to tell, and then after that it wasn't planned, you know, they kind of did what they, you know, what they had.
Yeah.
Oh, there's all these shows are doing that now. You see it with American Horror Story, Fargo. They're changing up the cast and it's just completely
can't
different.
Wait for Fargo. I love love the first season.
I didn't watch that, but Bruce Campbell's going to be at least in one episode.
Oh,
so
and your boy from
this.
Burn Notice. He's in
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeffrey Donovan's in it.
Yeah, Donovan.
He beats a dude up and is like, oh, I'll have a crawler, eh? So give me one of them crawlers. So it's good. I mean, I mean, it's got Kirsten Dunst, so we'll see. I'm not a big fan, but yeah, it should be good. It's always good. I have trust in that show. I was gonna mention something else, but screw it. We need to move this thing along. Movie news. Not a lot. Still a lot of Star Wars stuff. Everything is Star Wars now, by the way. Every movie to come out in the next 2 years is going to be Star Wars. It was announced. No other movies will be made. All Star Wars. Speaking of which, there is talk that the three live-action shows are there. There's a possibility to stream on Netflix. So, of Star Wars. And they're possibly including all the movies, too, will be available on Netflix. Well, the five that so Disney only owns rights to five of them, apparently. I did not know this. Yeah, what? Like there's a weird one of them is technically there's some weird rights issue with one of them. I don't know. So like, I think they're trying to work it out. Like Disney is already in talks right now to put them on the Latin American version Netflix, I guess. Like all five of them. Like one of them is missing due to some rights issue, and maybe it's. I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the language in that. I don't know if that relates to America.
It's the one with Jar Jar, and they just are okay with it.
The first one is just so racially insensitive that they're not including it. All the stereotypes in it. I don't know. But I'd be great. I'd love it on Netflix, because then, I don't know, I can stream whenever I want to. I've held off. Man, I cannot talk. It is late. I'm having problems with English too. Continue.
That's right. English
so
is
hard.
Difficult.
English hard, is hard.
Yes.
But anyway, what was I going to say? I don't know. I put off buying the DVDs and Blu-rays because I really don't want to get any of the special edition. I want the originals. I don't want to buy any of the ones with all the extra CGI stuff. And supposedly Disney is putting out that original edition sometime soon. It will be without all the it'll have the original Darth Vader, and won't have Hayden Christensen put into stuff and new scenes. It'll be all the original stuff. The only thing I heard is that
that rumor about him coming back.
Yeah, people
funny.
Are very upset about him possibly being in the seventh one. In some fashion.
Yeah, so you know somebody just threw that out there just to
probably
mess with
everyone. And who knows, maybe there will be a flashback where he's, training as a Jedi. Who cares? I mean, I don't necessarily blame him for those movies. I've seen him in good movies. Oh. He's done a good job in movies. He's a good actor. I just the script was just so bad. Some of those lines you just cannot save no matter who you are.
I just did a little bit of research for you.
Oh, thanks.
They don't own the rights to Star Wars.
The original? The four?
Yeah, but Fox does.
Oh.
Yeah, which makes sense because George Lucas was, not really much of anybody whenever he made Star Wars. But after that, then he could kind of make his own deal, right?
Wouldn't have the original Star Wars, which is the one everyone would want to see. So I'm thinking about showing my daughter like the machete version that you can do. So it's 4, 5, 2, 3, 6, right?
Yeah, I don't remember what episode it was, but we talked about that on a Dorgasm podcast before.
So did you start with 4, 5, then you take a break, get some of the backstory in 2 and 3, cut out 1 because it's a piece of dog shit, and then you go to 6 to get the fun.
You could play that. Depending on their age, you could play in the pod race, which is the best part of that
movie.
Yeah,
I guess that's true.
Although the fight it's with good. Darth Maul, the music's really fantastic.
the fight's
but, yeah,
good. Although, unless you slow motion, you miss so see that they completely miss the lightsabers.
Yeah.
But
you can skip almost all 1. And then you had 2, 3.
Like
and
some people get so
hardcore
that they, I guess there's a version out there where some guy put together the original edition remastered. So they took all the scenes from that were remastered, and then took out all the ones like the special effects. So they have the original scenes that weren't remastered. They remastered those scenes to stick them in instead of all the digital editions with all the CGI nonsense in the background. So they basically redid all three movies, remastered certain parts themselves as best as they could. And so people were like, that's technically part of the whole Machete thing too now. I don't know. That's a little too much for me. But I kind of want to, yeah, start showing those to my daughter now that she's getting old enough. She'll be almost 7 in February. It's ridiculous. I know. So, yeah, I'm going to start show her Star Wars. She already likes the Clone Wars. Or not the Clone Wars. The Rebel show on Rebels. Rebels. Is that what it is? Star Wars Rebels? Yeah, on Disney DXD. Yeah. So uh-huh. Second season of that starts pretty soon, too. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. They're going to be on Netflix. I'm looking, and I'm curious to see what kind of shows they would put together. Like kind of Daredevil style, maybe 10 of them per season. I'm super excited because Warner Brothers is developing a Booster Gold and Blue Beetle movie. So those are my favorite. They're technically C-list, aren't they? Probably C-list.
Yeah, if they're lucky.
I don't know. But the Booster Gold episode of Justice League Unlimited is probably one of my favorites. Handled it really well. As long as they keep Skeets in there, I'm all about it. So I don't know how they're going to do it. They can't even introduce A-list characters, but they're going to introduce.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, they're not like Marvel. They can't pull off an Ant-Man like DC can't.
Well, I think that's why they're kind of doing like a buddy thing. Booster Gold and Blue Beetle were good buddies, and they were kind of like Blue Beetle was like almost as cool as Batman. He just didn't have the detective mind. Like, he had the money and he had the inventions. He was the science guy. So he had a lot of cool. He had a lot of cool stuff. And Booster was, you know, that roguish character, thief from the future, the thief with a heart of gold kind of thing. That were really good friends. The dynamic between them was always kind of cool. And there's a big cult following behind them. So maybe that's what they're hoping. They see the Deadpool and like, oh, hey, maybe we can get this going. Last bit of movie news, Colossus, I guess, will be playing a more significant role in Deadpool. So it's not just going to be a cameo, which is pretty cool. Who'd we lose?
Mike Eater returned.
Yeah. No? I don't know who that is. There's no one's thing is going off.
I continue. Thanks for hanging out and dealing with Chris talking a lot.
Oh, it's fine. That wasn't me going off, was it?
No, I couldn't see that. No one was highlighted.
No, I saw Kyle's ninja ass crack little symbol come back on the screen. So.
And then.
Say what now?
He was muted.
Yeah.
And all I had left was some video game news. I guess the PS4, there's rumored to be a price drop this holiday season in the U.S. It dropped like by the equivalent of $42 in Japan.
Yeah, it'll probably go down to $350.
Yeah, and that's about right because that's what the Xbox is, or $250. You mean?
Yeah,
it's $299 usually now, so $250, right?
No, it's $399. Right.
Is that right?
Right? Yeah, because the Xbox One when it came out was like $499.
Oh, I thought the PS4 was like $299 right now in general. No.
Nope. $399.
Well, the Xbox was $499, but that was when it came with the Kinect, so initially they got it to $399 without the Kinect.
So the rumor is that there will be a price drop and it's because right now they're currently selling about 2-to-1 PlayStation to the Xbox, the Xbone. But PlayStation wants to get a really good hold on the market, because they introduced their PlayStation VR, at the, the Tokyo Toy Convention or whatever they call it. And all early reports are that it's, what?
I'm sorry. I just, the Tokyo Toy Convention, I'm just imagining like the PlayStation and then just like miles and miles of sex robots.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, that's the funny thing, right? Because the VR, it's they've had a couple iterations of their VR system, and the first ones weren't particularly great. But the reports from, and who knows, maybe these are all paid off people because there's rumors of that happening now. But a lot of the gaming journalists are really impressed. It's got better specs than the Oculus Rift right now. It has a higher refresh rate. 100 degrees of vision right now, and they say it plays some of the same games even better, like some of the early ones. So it's looking really good. They want to get a big solid hold on the market so that they have a, it's going to connect to your, obviously to your PS4 and through a mini hub of sorts, which will control the aspects of the VR. So it'll be like a mini USB or whatever that'll connect to your PS4. It looks really sexy as hell too. It's a pretty cool looking eye. I don't know if you've seen what it looks like, but it looks really cool. A little better looking, slicker looking than the Oculus Rift. And Xbox has their HoloLens, which looks, they're kind of going in a different direction. I think it's probably a misstep by them, but who knows. But I guess all the Japanese, almost all of them, the Japanese publishers for PlayStation games are working on VR games now. So they're putting a lot of weight behind it. So I don't know how much, they don't know how much it's going to be. I imagine a couple $100 at least. Possibly even as much as the actual console itself.
Your voice is
it
gone,
is dead,
dude.
I know. Okay, we're going to play a game, and then we're going to wrap it up.
You have been talking for like 2 hours.
We're going to play a game, and we're going to wrap it up. Game time! I found more stuff. So, let me pull up Weef.
Good luck with that, Crispy.
What?
Trying to get through a game with that.
I'm
going to
do it. Hold on. Hold on. All better. So, not right now.
I'm snorting a line of coke. Yeah. We'll do that.
Now my eyes are all watery from it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to play a little game called... Oh, damn it.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you guys have never played this game before, right? It's not like we played it in the last episode. I will explain the premise. Yeah, you don't know what's going to go on. Basically, I went around and I found some ads on Craigslist. And these are interesting items. You wouldn't normally think of people selling. So they're interesting, unique, wrong, in all kinds of different ways. And you guys are going to guess what the asking price is for these wonderful items. It's going to be fantastic.
Contain yourself.
Contain yourself. It's going to be good. I think... I don't know. There's some pretty good ones in here. I think maybe even better than last time. We'll start off easy. Pre-owned Stride gum. Penny not included. There's a picture of a penny next to the gum. One gently chewed piece of Stride Forever fruit. Gum is in pristine condition, fresh and soft. You can still see the bite marks. Lots of flavor left. Tastes just like new. Seriously, you wouldn't know the difference if I didn't tell you. You know, other than it looks like a chewed piece of gum. It is ridiculously long tasting. Cash and carry, exact change appreciated. U.S. currency only. How much would you pay for a pre-owned piece of gum? Justin, what do you think they're asking for?
$1?
Not what would you pay, but what are they asking for? $1. Continue.
$1?
$5. Kyle.
68 cents.
Why didn't you say 69? I'm really surprised you didn't go with 69. Nothing is 68 cents.
Kyle's nothing. Kyle's not.
Well, they want exact change, so I'm pretty sure that it has to be something.
Okay, and Rob, if you say $30, I'm gonna mute you.
I was going to. $5.
You are definitely the closest. It's 9 cents. What I don't know. I just thought, yeah, it was pretty fun. I don't know why someone. It's probably a jokey thing, of course, but I figure we start with that one. Because it's kind of silly.
Nine.
So cents. Rob wins. Hooray. Oh, well, stop. It's on repeated loop. Don't do that.
Twice? I don't like this game.
Okay. Which one next? There's so many good ones. I had a whole bunch of them, but I don't want to do them all. Well, we'll do a Halloween themed one. For the witches, locking stocks. Got a witch you need imprisoned in the town square? Perhaps the village idiot has crossed one too many lines, or some street rat has stolen bread. Then look below and no further, as I have a set of working and locking stocks, custom made by burly God-fearing hands that expect old-school Protestant justice. So come haul them away and lock up whomever needs a good punishing. All for blank or best offer. That's punishment value you can't shake a stick at. And if you did, it would be the flog for your intended victim. So how much would you pay for actual, really, the locking stocks that actually have a lock and really work?
$30.
There it is.
Justin. Oh, continue. Oh, sorry. Continue.
No, you're fine.
No, please continue.
$150.
Okay. Justin?
Holy crap. Well, I'm going to go ahead and split the difference-ish, and we'll go about $80.
And Kyle?
$267.
He probably just looked it up. No, I'm just kidding.
No, Kyle was wrong. Actually, it was Continue who got it right on the... Oh, whoops.
Wrong sound effect.
Continue got it right. Exactly. $150.
Woohoo!
Yay! Did a thing!
I won this.
You totally won. So now we have, what, Rob with one.
Rob and Continue tied.
Rob and Continue tied at 1 point. We'll go to... Oh, I got a good one.
Technically, shouldn't she be at like 1.5 since she got it like exact?
Yeah, I would say like 2 points.
Well, Pig, if you guys want to lose.
No, shut up. Shut up, Justin.
Nope, 2 points. She's the guest.
Yeah, don't be
ridiculous,
Justin. With your imaginary points that mean nothing.
My bad. I'm sorry.
We'll go for the dresser for sale, possessed by ex-girlfriend. I am selling the dresser that my ex left behind when we split. Like in our relationship, she felt it wasn't an obligation of hers to move anything along in our union, or move anything out when she left. This dresser has 9 drawers for hiding even everything from the largest load of bullshit to the smallest of emotion. It's made mostly of solid wood, mirror, and drawer faces, and is very sturdy and very heavy. Again, like my ex, but with less pulp. Ouch. I believe it is made of oak and not self-loathing and hatred. It has a huge trifold mirror that was perfect for each of her faces. Very few... This is a rough one, man. Very few bumps and bruises. This dresser is a real keeper and just needs a little TLC. Not years of therapy or daddy's approval. No reason to create the illusion of a bad childhood, because this dresser is willing to provide a purpose for a family. Storing clothes with no emotional baggage or snack cakes. They will sell it for the same amount of weight she gained in her relationship. What do you imagine that weight is? Justin,
75
for Kyle. Justin, 100. Continue, 50. Rob,
I think we all know what I'm gonna say.
$30.
30 for Rob.
And it was Kyle said 100, right?
No, I
Justin said 100.
You said how much, Kyle? 75.
75.
Justin wins. Yay.
No, 75.
Yeah, no, Justin wins, though. It's $150. That's a lot of weight. Yeah.
Wow.
He may have been very bitter, though. That was probably an exaggeration.
Yeah.
I just thought that one was very, very bitter and very good. So we have Justin, Rob, and Continue all with 1 point. All right, we're going to go with, if I can, I don't know if I can, I'm going to try and read this one. I'm going to do it, we'll try and do it in a voice, too. This one's called Hipster Tires.
Oh, snap. Those are going to be hella good deal. We got hipster tires off the chain. They're red and yellow as fuck. Front ones look like new, but back ones have a few skids in them. Because we don't have no brakes because we're so raw. But you can use them just like a jillion thousand miles. Use these rubbers for anything you need, like birth control. They so raw. Oh snap, I'll be holding them right now. This shit, it says here they are 700 what is it, cm is what, centimeters. 700 centimeters, but that doesn't make any goddamn sense, because they aren't 23 feet in diameter, so some bitch be lying to us. But they are 25 millimeter wide, so they roll faster than all your bitch asses on ecstasy. I'm losing my meat wad, I can't even keep it. There are absolutely no periods in this thing.
Losing my meat wad. Oh
my God. Ecstasy brand is Innova, and they so fresh because they so colorful, they hurt your eyes to look at. Blank dollar or best offer for a pair. We got one pair in red and one in yellow. Hot damn, get them while they in season. So how much would you pay for these hipster tires? I don't even know what they are, but they're in red and yellow. $150. This is for a pair. I'll just say for a pair. $150
for a pair. For a pair.
Of tires. Yeah. All right, Justin.
Pair of tires.
Hipster tires.
They're
off the chain. $250. Kyle.
Just an excuse to do a voice without trying to blow out the speakers.
Oh, peekaboo, I think they must be $50.
Cow?
I don't know what that was.
Did you just stroke out?
$50.
Evil red pants, this man has crabs. The word I'm gone.
I get it, and I thought that was pretty good. That was a good cow.
What's cow and chicken? From?
Cow and chicken.
Oh.
You're too old, Rob.
No, he probably knows.
I remember cow and chicken.
Okay, whatever. $300. It's like 30, but...
Oh, man, if you had gone with your original, you totally would have gotten it. $15 for these off-the-chain tires.
Oh, my God.
It's possible. They're that awesome.
They have a few... I love it. They had a few skids of them because we don't has no brakes. Because we so raw. But you can use them like a jillion thousand miles. Use these rubbers for anything you need, like birth control. They so raw. Oh my goodness. But so that was Kyle, I think. We said 50?
No, you can't go over.
Yeah. I'm doing closest. We don't have time to re-guess.
Oh,
so now everyone is tied at one point. Kyle, you guys are making this difficult. All right. We'll do...
No, Kyle lost.
No, he got it. 50.
Come on. That makes it... Justin, Continue, and I all win. We all tied for first. Kyle lost. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Rob, shut your horn out.
I win. There you go.
We'll do a tiebreaker. So I got one more. Okay, well, I'll give you a choice. Butt pumpkin or idiot dog to any home?
Yep.
Just go ahead with it. Go ahead with it.
Show us your butt pumpkin.
Justin needs to know what he's buying.
All right, butt pumpkin.
How do you know I already have one, Kyle? Whoa. Shut your horn out.
Well, you want to get a collection, so you need a few.
Oh, my. One butt pumpkin. Do you want an old butt? Do you want an old pumpkin that looks like a butt? You can hold it up to your butt in pictures, and it looks like you have a pumpkin for a butt. Due to high demands, we will no longer be taking calls. Thank you. That is all. That is it. So how much are they asking for the butt pumpkin?
Not enough.
$20. Continue, Kyle. $1.
$1.
Rob.
$5.
That's good. And Justin. $7.77. You. Kyle's the closest. It was a trick one. It was free. So.
Oh,
you get a free butt pumpkin pumpkins for everyone. You can't let that go.
That should be the new thing instead of the pumpkin spice latte crap. I think butt pumpkins.
And as usual, I wouldn't do the inadequacy of assholes.
We'll do a fun one here. Just because this one is so freaking odd. Shrunken pet head amulet. Have the love of your life by your heart forever. I will shrink your pet's head to the size of an amulet. You can then wear it on a chain or leather strip and have them by your heart forever. I can give you more details if you like. Just ask. Freeze the head for later, or I can do it with a freshly removed head. Final results vary depending on the size of the pet, as well as hair length. All this for the small fee of blank or trades considered. I don't know what you trade for a shrunken pet head amulet. We're going to go. This one's worth triple. So none of the pounds count. The points count from before, basically, like they do in all game shows. $50, Rob.
$30. Yeah.
Kyle.
$19.99.
You can now get your own shrunken pet head amulet for just the low price of $19.99. Order now and you'll get two.
But
you order now, we'll get two. And Justin.
$10.
And what do you say, continue?
I think I said
50. $19.30 and $5. Guess what? Continue wins. $100. $100 for your very own shrunken... I mean, come on, guys. It takes skill to shrink a head. Like, who do you know that can shrink a head?
Or insanity.
Yeah.
The two.
So, yeah. Yay, continue is the Wiener. Yay.
The Wiener.
On this episode of...
The price is wrong, bitch.
Yay. All right.
Yay.
Let's finish this off. We did our dorkasms. We're all done. We've been doing this too long. Go ahead and lead us out, Kyle. Or whoever.
Thank you for joining us. Continue.
Yes,
again.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. You can follow Continue at Continue on Twitter. Or you can visit her channel at www.youtube.com/continue, right? And you have a Twitch channel. Sunday streams. Come to all the streams, but always come to the Sunday stream, because it is awesome. And
you can has
twitch.tv/
all the
guess
streams.
What? Continue. Yeah, that's right. Everything. See, that's strong
your
branding.
Your lips aren't chapped, and you want to rap?
Wow. Way to be rude.
Okay.
My bad.
Play him off.
Damn it, Kyle.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
She won.
Right.
Anytime, Crispy.
Nope.
Well, poop.
if it's not a wrap, but it's not a snap.
And Kyle's full of crap, then it must be.
It's a trap.